Servus und herzlich willkommen zu einer Spezialfolge von Kurz und Knapp, dem Basketball-Podcast. Und zwar von der Eurobasket. Ich bin seit fast 3 Wochen auf Basketball-Bildungsreise. Zuerst in Tampere in Finnland. Da hat die deutsche Mannschaft ja ihre Vorgruppe sehr souverän gespielt, mit lauter Siegen. Und jetzt bin ich seit einiger Zeit in Riga bei der Finalrunde. Da steht morgen das Halbfinale an, gegen Finnland. Gegen die Finnen hat Deutschland schon mal gewonnen in diesem Turnier, in der Vorrunde eben, mit 30 Punkten Vorsprung. Und deswegen spreche ich mit dem Mann, der die Finnen sehr gut kennt und die Deutschen, nämlich Henrik Detmann. Der war 6 Jahre lang deutscher Bundestrainer und danach war er lange Trainer der finnischen Nationalmannschaft. Inzwischen ist er der Sportdirektor von Finnland. Es lohnt sich aber, die Folge auch anzuhören, wenn dieses Spiel schon vorbei ist. Es ist mir schon klar, dass wenn eine Folge einen Tag vorm Spiel rauskommt, sie dann vielleicht so klingt, als wäre sie überholt. Aber nein, er erzählt nämlich, wie das früher war, als er damals übernommen hat, wie er es geschafft hat, viele deutsche Spieler zu überreden, für die Nationalmannschaft zu spielen. Denn damit hat er schon sowas für das sogenannte Commitment vieler deutscher Spieler gelegt. Das Fundament sozusagen. Denn das ist es, was wir immer wieder hören von den aktuellen Nationalspielern, dass sie sich verpflichten für die Nationalmannschaft. Und da geht es weniger um Dirk Nowitzki, sondern da geht es eher um andere Leute. Chris Welp zum Beispiel. Mit der Nationalmannschaft, mit der Deutschen, hat Henrik Detmann Platz 3 geholt bei der Weltmeisterschaft 2002. Und ein Jahr davor, 2001, da ist er im Halbfinale mit Deutschland bei der Euro rausgeflogen. Insofern ist es gar nicht so schlecht, mit einem zu sprechen, der weiß, wie solche Spiele funktionieren. Also so ein Halbfinale bei einer Europameisterschaft, wie das eben zwischen Deutschland und Finnland. So, und jetzt viel Spaß mit Henrik Detmann. Der hat sich extra Zeit genommen, während die Finnen einen Tag vor dem Duell mit Deutschland trainiert haben.
Kurz und knapp, der Basketball-Podcast mit Uli Knapp.
Great. All right, thanks for taking time.
No problem, no problem. How are you doing?
I'm good. It was a short night, but...
This is usually after the late games.
You cannot sleep. You only have to work and get up early.
You have the same problem as the players.
Sure.
And the coaches.
And they're like all excited and cannot go to sleep, right?
Yeah, no, that's normal. I think usually. We play this first week every game. Well, it's 8:30, so we basically went to bed at 3:30 every night.
Yes. It's tough. It's tough, right.
Especially when you are getting older.
more experienced.
Yeah, this is better.
Like you said, or you quoted a German saying, which is, the wine gets better the older it gets. Yeah, you said to a colleague of mine, and you talked about the German team.
Yeah.
Is it still valid, this saying?
Well, you know, in the so-called good old days, there used to be a saying that there's a green field and 22 players and one ball, and then Germany wins. I think in the modern world, you can say there is a wooden floor, there is 10 players, one ball, and then Germany wins. This is how I see the situation of German basketball. You have such a great team, you have a lot of depth, and it's also for the future. I've been saying this, that there is really a great future for basketball. It's been a joy to a pleasure to follow this.
But you're one of the persons who actually started all this, aren't you?
No, I didn't start it, but there's always somebody before you and somebody after you. But I had the pleasure to be a part of it and try to do my small share. I think the main share that I tried to do was to commit the German players that it's worth to play for the national team. And there I think we did a good job with the federation and with my assistant coaches, with all the people who work together, that we got this tradition. And this is probably one tradition that has been going on. You get the best players, and this is in international basketball, this is so important.
Back in the days, who did you have to sort of persuade to play for Germany?
Well, when I started, I had to start with everybody. It was Chris Welp, and there was Kai Nürnberg, and there was Henning Harnisch, and all these guys who kind of were doubting if it's worth. I think probably the key guy was Kai Nürnberg in the matter that he filled such an important role in the team these days as a point guard. The point guard is always very important on a team, but maybe in these old days, the point guard was even more important.
And then later on, Dirk, but he wanted to play, or did you have to sort of persuade him as well?
No, Dirk always wanted to play. He comes from a family where such values are so important for them, and I think Dirk has shown that he, I wouldn't say that he got it by birth, but he grew up with these values.
Oh, by birth, I thought. By birth, by Larry Bird, but you said by birth. Okay. And now talking about your team, Finnish team, who's doing so well, is quite on a riot now, playing semifinals against Germany. How would you rate their performance over the last weeks and last years?
Well, in these tournaments, I think it's one, and this is like in every competition now, this competition is just short, but the same team you can apply in during a league competition. The team that develops the most will have the best success.
For the last couple of weeks, but looking back at the last years, you went to the quarterfinals 3 years ago, and now even one more. And maybe even one more to the medal game, to the gold medal game.
Well, I think we have a huge obstacle with playing as Germany, this is clear. We have been working long term on trying to become a better basketball country. When I came back to Finland in 2006, Finland was ranked 83 on the world rankings. Now we are, before this tournament, we were ranked 20, and after this tournament, we're going to be higher. And I think this is the most important thing, that we became a country that when you go out and play against us, that you have to respect us. And I think this is what we have earned by working hard, doing right things. This is probably the most important thing. Another thing which is, of course, extremely important for us is that we move so many people. We move so many fans, we move so many hearts, we move so a lot of emotions, and that we give a meaning to so many people. Without these fans, without this all, I don't think we could be here.
What role does this Wolf Susie mentality play? This whole, we're a pack of wolves. What does it stand for?
Well, it stands for the importance of the individual, but there is no individual without a pack. So this, I think, is the thing which our player has understood, that you can put it in simple way, that a good team make good individuals, a good individual make good teams, and this works very well for us. Also, which I see very much same type of mentality in the Germans as I see in the Finns, we are humble, we are good, hard workers, and we also enjoy being together.
Yeah, and you need guys to enjoy this time because they're sacrificing their summers for national team. And you're wearing it on your neck. You have a gold chain, a small gold chain with a basketball court on it. Where did you get that from?
Well, this actually I got from my wife, must be 20 years ago. And this probably shows my commitment to the, and our commitment to the game. She is also a former basketball player. And I'm proud to wear this. This is one of the kind in the world.
What's her name?
Mirka.
So talking about the game tomorrow, you said it's a huge obstacle, Germany. But you've played them. That was a big loss, but it needn't be a disadvantage that you lost. Maybe it's even an advantage. Why is that?
Well, that's a different game. It's kind of sounds funny when I say it's already a week ago, but in this tournament, a week is a long time, so what can happen? I don't think the Germans, neither us, will rely too much on this game. That was a different situation. But it doesn't change the fact that Germany is the big favorite. We of course have a chance, like always. You have a chance when if you come out and you're able to compete, and we got to make the game look like our game. The interesting thing is, of course, that there's two teams which play very similar type of basketball. In my eyes, a very modern basketball. So at least there is a really good chance that the game is going to be a very good game and a lot of excitement.
So what's your prediction?
I don't ever predict any games, but I think that the best games are when players play well, they have good games. One of the best games I ever coached when we played against Turkey in the semifinal 2001 in Istanbul. We lost the game on overtime by 1 point, but this was one of the greatest games. Of course, when you lose the game, the moment you lost it, you feel it's a disaster. But afterwards, when you think back about your experiences, close games makes fun.
And it brought the group together, right?
Yes, it did bring the group together, and actually, of course, next year in Indianapolis, we were even a better team. So that's the most important thing with these tournaments, that the teams usually grow and develop. This team that you see here this year, this is a better team than we had last year in the Olympic qualifiers. We were close to beat Spain there at that time. We were not good enough. Spain is, despite what's happened this year, is one of the best basketball countries in the world. This is our goal, to be able to compete with the best. Now let's see tomorrow how we can compete with Germany.
Thank you, Mr. Dettmer.
Thank you.
Das war's mit dieser Sonderfolge von Kurz und Knapp, dem Basketball-Podcast. Ich hoffe, sie hat euch gefallen. Und wenn sie euch gefallen hat, dann lasst gerne 5 Sterne da, bewerbt diesen Podcast. Vielleicht könnt ihr ihn ja teilen, euren Freunden und Freundinnen weiterempfehlen. Das hilft mir auf jeden Fall sehr. Bis zum nächsten Mal. Macht's es gut. Ich bin Uli Knapp.
Kurz und Knapp. Der Basketball-Podcast mit Uli Knapp.